This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. This month's special book download is Flash Forward. Go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hard right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special live edition of the Lost Podcast, which is called Jay and Jack's Lost Tweetcast.
Lost Tweetcast!
Where you can participate anywhere in the world, either through Twitter or live on Ustream. Are you excited, Jack?
I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
Why not?
You're a little bit closer to your mic. You're a little bit...
Any closer, I'd be behind it.
All right, and today we have a topic.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry? I always blow that joke in front of it.
Which?
I'm already behind it.
Okay.
See, kind of lost. Any me. Closer, you said get close to the mic. Any closer, I'd be behind it. I'm already behind it. I should be in front of it.
Oh, that was pretty terrible. Yeah. All right, so today, today we have a special topic that Jack himself picked.
Now, it's actually what people have been bugging us. Well, not bugging us. They've been sending emails saying, hey, you should talk about what questions you want to answer before Lost ends, before Lost is over. What will you be upset with if they don't answer?
Yes. I mean, that is, like, from what we've heard, we went to Comic-Con, and one of the big kind of themes that Damon Carlton kind of talked about was that they're not going to answer all the questions, and they're going to go away to St. Helena.
Actually, they're pretty snotty about it, too.
The same place that Napoleon was sent to when he tried to conquer France again. But
you know, I learned something, too. I'm running out of time to be log-carrying guy. I'm running out of time.
You know what? I think what happens if... Is that like one of your questions? When are you going to become a log-carrying guy?
Well, it was, but I said, that's being a little selfish. But since season two, I've been auditioning for log-carrying guy.
Well, have you really been... You've just been like soliciting for the part of log-carrying guy.
Or begging. You know, but I've asked.
Uh-huh.
And I've yet to receive.
Well, who have you been asking? You've been asking...
I've been asking the...
All of us.
The Lost World.
Okay. But does the Lost World decide who gets to act on the show?
Well, I guess that having Chris from the official Lost podcast join your podcast, you know, come.
Well, I talked to one of the producers on that show, the official Lost podcast.
Yeah.
I think we may be able to force him onto the show, whether he wants to or not.
Well, we got a plan.
We have a plan.
We have a plan, and it's going to
be... Hold on, let me move up your mic a little bit.
Hold on. Should I move the...
You're fine.
We have a plan that we're going to not call him out, but it's just, what are we going to do? Something that's going to... Not embarrass him, but just let him know, remind him that he did say, yeah.
Is that on tape anywhere? I don't know if anybody listening right now was there, I mean, with us. There were some of our listeners there with us when we challenged Chris.
Well, people let us take cuts.
Yes.
Just so we could challenge him.
So if, I don't know if anyone who is there is listening right now can call us in and confirm that we did challenge Chris to come on the show. And, you know, participate in a real Oz podcast.
Right.
Not one with just a bunch of clips.
Exactly. And little clay figurines or whatever they are. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man. All right. So today we are doing, I guess, what questions do we want answered on Lost?
They have to be answered before Lost ends, which is...
Yes, before Lost is
in
over.
In less than a year.
In less than a year.
It'll be over by May.
By May, and it's shocking. It's like weird. It's like almost surreal. It doesn't even like feel like it's going to end to me anyway.
Surreal, so fake. It's scary.
First, I want to get into something real quick. Why don't we officially announce the two new podcasts that we're gonna do? What do you say?
Well, it's been rumored out there, right?
There's rumors going around.
Okay, well, you want me to do the first one?
Go ahead. Why don't you do the first one?
I kind of feel like a sellout.
You do, okay.
Because I've seen the episode. Does that make me a sellout? Because I saw the pilot episode. I don't know. Last year,
what makes you a sellout?
When I saw Lost, the first couple episodes, I was called a sellout. So,
but see, a whole bunch of people got to see it because it was at Comic-Con.
All right, so we will the whole bunch of us sellouts?
No.
All right,
we had to pay for those tickets.
The first one we're going to do,
uh-huh.
And I think it's going to be a hit.
Okay.
It's a remake of an 80s classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is V.
V. Yes.
With Elizabeth Mitchell.
Is going to be on our podcast.
Right.
Every week.
That's actually why we did it. We're actually stalking.
It was just a way for us to be closer to her.
Yeah.
No, not really. But it's going to be called...
No, really.
It's going to be called The V Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Right.
And that will air on... Well, we're going to record it Tuesday nights and put it up Tuesday night. Kind of like how we do with the Lost Podcast.
Exactly. And we haven't decided what format we're going to use.
But it's going to be similar to the Lost Podcast.
Might be a shorter recap.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're only going to do one a week, right?
Yeah, we're only going to do one V podcast.
Unless it gets overwhelming like the Lost one.
Well, it'll have to be that way through Lost, because we can't do two V podcasts and two Lost podcasts a week. That's just too much.
I've been working out. I can do it.
So, you've been working out your podcasting muscles?
Exactly.
So, that is going to be one of them. And the next one, I will announce this one. It's one that's coming up sooner than V, and it's called Flash Forward.
Right.
And we are doing the Flash Forward podcast with Jay and Jack.
And the reason I decided to do that is probably the reason you almost didn't want to do it.
What is that?
It's because Dominic Monaghan is going to be on Flash Forward.
Yes, and that airs on Thursdays. We're recording that.
We're going to do it on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, and I'll go up Friday.
Because Thursday's just going to be too hard, too crazy.
Yes. So that is basically going to be our schedule. When Lost is on and all those shows are on, it's going to be... Tuesday nights is the V podcast. Wednesday nights into Thursday morning is going to be Lost podcast.
When Lost comes back.
And Fridays is going to be Flash Forward podcast.
Now, people are asking where the Married Man podcast is. And I tried to get Kevin Smith.
I saw that today.
To commit to doing the... I even offered to let him drive the Zamboni.
Uh-huh.
And no response. Now, if you guys out there can get Kevin Smith... to come on the Married Man podcast, we will do the Married Man podcast.
Uh-huh.
So, work Kevin Smith. I guess he was doing a 24-hour tweet-a-thon.
Yeah, he was.
If I would have known, I would have stayed up longer because, you know, everyone, you know, stops tweeting and they later, you know, in the early morning hours.
Uh-huh.
I went to bed. I woke up, I go, he's still tweeting?
It was like my tweet feed, which is all Kevin Smith.
But I tried. I didn't get a response.
Also, today's podcast is sponsored by Audible.com. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. And why don't you go check out and get for free Catch 22. We'll make that the book of the month. Free book of the month. Go check it out.
And it's free.
On audiblepodcast.com/lost, our sponsor for today.
You know, also going back to doing the two podcasts, I kind of feel a little like Brett Favre. Because I kept insisting I was not going to do another TV podcast, and now I'm doing two.
Well, at least you haven't like gone back and forth like 20 times.
I did. I remember for 2 years I said no. Loss is it. And now it's like doing two.
Now it's like Christmas.
Now what if both shows get canceled?
Then we had a pretty easy schedule. All right. And there is a Jay and Jack show in the works with Tad Stones. Having difficulty editing that together, but it will be up soon.
That was recorded about 2 months ago.
Almost a month ago.
2 months ago.
So that is going to be a lot of fun. Want you guys to hear a lot of great stories about, you know, the industry, Disney, working with on the Hellboy series. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
All right, so let's get into the Lost Tweetcast discussion, which is questions that we want answered before Lost is over.
Right.
So, Jack, are you going to go or who went first last time?
I think I went first.
What we're going to do is Jack and I have three questions that we want to see answered.
Right.
And we are going to go back and forth between those. And then after we've given ours, we're going to go into what you, the listeners, what questions you guys want to have answered. And that'll be done over Twitter. You can reply us at Jay and Jack with your question you want answered on Lost before it's over, and then we'll discuss it on the show with you live over Twitter and Ustream. That's how the Tweetcast works.
Yes.
So,
hey, did you tell them we're doing a Flash Forward podcast tomorrow?
We're recording one tomorrow,
right?
And then that'll be up on Friday. Lost one will be up on this even one will be up on Thursday.
We haven't seen an episode yet.
Actually, I'm trying to work out so I'll have the episode tomorrow for us to watch.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So now we're sellouts.
Maybe. All right. So.
But I'm cool with that.
All right, so Jack, I will get yours. Okay, hold on. Setting this up. Why don't you go ahead and talk to the people?
So, should I just go first?
Yeah, hold on.
I'll just go first. Hold on. I have to hold on? Yeah, I'm really excited about doing the V. The V one, I've seen the pilot episode. Mm-hmm. It looks really, really, like it's going to be really, I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be really, really?
It's going to be really, really good.
Okay.
I'm trying to stall.
All right, so, go ahead. So, your first, or?
My number three.
Number three.
Question that has to be answered.
Has to be answered.
Now, I think I better give it some.
Oh, I was actually going to say before, so does this have to, like, does it have to be answered?
It has to be answered, okay. Or I will hate, will end on a so sour note.
Really? So, like, if this doesn't get answered,
yes.
You will not hold Lost in the high esteem you hold
it'll be dropped down at my top 10 TV shows of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. All right. So, here we go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. And this is one that it's not necessarily, I have to know, but they've been jamming it down our throats.
Uh-huh.
From the start, mm-hmm. from the pilot. We need to know who Kate chooses. Either Sawyer or Jack. I mean, I don't want 5-6 years of them going back and forth and Kate walks off going, I'll pass. She needs to pick either Jack or Sawyer. Just because they've been just driving it home. Here she wants Jack. Here she wants Kate or Sawyer. Here she wants this guy. We need to find out who Kate wants.
Okay.
She needs to choose somebody.
She needs to choose. Like, I don't know if they're going to choose them, though. Like, do you really think they will?
They have to.
Why, though?
Because they've been bugging us from. They could have just done it season one. Okay. She wants Jack. She's with Jack.
West End Girl 29 on Twitter said, can Kate pick Juliet?
Yeah. I don't. It's whatever Kate wants.
It's okay. So. Does it have to be Jack or Sawyer? This is your question. So.
She has to pick somebody.
Okay.
She has to pick somebody. I would think it would be better if it was Jack or Sawyer just because that's who they've been, you know, banging the drums on the whole time. It's going to be who's, you know, you had the Jaders and the Skaters. Okay, she has to pick somebody. If they walk away in the sunset, or what if happens if she dies without choosing someone?
Well, that's your question.
If she gets killed off before she picks someone,
that's okay.
Then that's okay
for you. Okay,
that's okay for me. I don't know about the rest of you.
All right. Don O'War said Sawyer and Jack are both too good for Kate.
I'll go have another Red Bull.
Iraq 1991 said she should go with Saeed. Women do well with him.
Ouch.
Matt Colella said Juliet.
Juliet.
Kate and Juliet.
Yeah, I got it.
And Nana Lovren said, let her pick Jacob.
Well, maybe Jacob is Jack. Or maybe Jacob is Sawyer.
You think so?
No.
Okay.
I still say he's Richard.
I'd say it's a possibility, but I'm not like certain like you are. Because I'm more hesitant.
I had some other ones, a little minor ones out there. Like, I'll wait till after we're done.
Okay. All right. My number, so you said your questions are, if they don't get answered, you are done. You're upset with
Lost. I won't podcast about Lost ever again.
Okay. Unlike you, who likes, you know, to pick on the writers and stuff like that, if these don't get answered, I'll still love the show.
Wouldn't it be lazy writing?
Lazy writing, yes. So I know you think they're lazy. So, but me, I'm okay.
You know, you can say that all you want. I have you on tape saying they're lazy lazy writing.
You don't have it on tape.
Oh, we can go back and check the archives.
We haven't used tape since 1992.
We can check the archives. It'd be like a little Orkin video.
All right. My number three is. Hold on, let me type it up. Is Walt's powers answered in season one? They set up this whole and season two as well that there was something special about Walt, especially in the episode.
That's my son.
Yes, is that episode titled special?
No, I don't think so.
What's the Walt episode title again? I forget now.
It wasn't special.
Somebody out there.
Someone.
What's. It is called Special. I knew it was called Special.
Kelly Joe 562 says, Jay, your hair is scaring me.
It shouldn't. This is amazing. But in the episode special,
was it called special?
Yeah, everyone's confirming I was right. You didn't know.
You're all crazy.
So you're not a true Lost fan. But
I'm a lazy podcaster.
But they set up in that episode, like, remember that one scene where he's like reading a book about birds,
and the bird,
and that bird runs into the window,
and the stepdad looks at him and goes.
And yeah, and then and
the I gotta get once the mom dies, this kid's out of here.
Yeah, and you know he's creeped out by it, and you know why did the others take him? What did the others do with Walt? I mean, I want that answer. Remember in the mini episodes they had,
they tried to give him a bath or something. He was all wet.
Huh?
They gave him a bath or something. He was all wet.
Well, yeah, he was like teleporting himself to other people, which that could be like answered now with like the whole Jacob manifesting as other people kind of thing.
Right. So I think that's what it was.
But still. Their questions were, you know, is Walt showing up places he shouldn't be, you know? And in that mini episode, they're showing, like, all those dead birds, like, around his room and the whole thing with that. And, you know, it's just, they've set up so much mystery around Walt and his abilities and what's, you know, what's going on with Walt. And I'm worried, I really am worried that they're not going to answer those because I kind of feel the last time we saw Walt with John Locke, in the life and death of Jeremy Bentham. It was almost kind of wrapping it up, but I really hope that they can get back to the Walt story and explain some more about the Walt. What do you think?
I think they're done with Walt.
You think so?
I hate to say it. We all wanted to know, but the last couple of years, they really haven't been pushing on that. They kind of hinted around in that last episode with you know the death of Jeremy Bentham, that when he was talking, he did have some special powers because he said, "I see you around... surrounded by a lot of people," and he was, you know, all the whole thing with that. But I think Walt, we're done with Walt.
All right.
I hate to say it. I didn't like, we've said 1,000 times, I didn't like the whole way his storyline ended.
Uh-huh.
The whole Michael, it just didn't make sense. But I think we're done with Walt.
All right.
Well, there's only 18 episodes, unless somehow when they land in
what?
Whatever happens next season.
Uh-huh.
If they
land, well, if Jack's plan was right works, and they do land, then maybe
they do land or something like that. I still don't understand how they get Walt, who's now older, unless mm-hmm. they filmed it before.
Yeah. Let's go to some of the tweets. JRG1990 said, the others put him in room 23, and now he has creepy powers. That's it. I don't think it's that simple. That's just me. What do you think, Jack?
I don't think it's that simple.
Nana Lovrin said, was he? I mean, we never got a direct statement that he was special. I think it was pretty implied his episode title was titled Special.
But, you know, if he was special, how did he get captured?
And Zeke the Friendly Seabilly was, it's a very special boy.
Yeah, and we know he was right about everything.
Andrew Hook said, hey, Jane Jack, don't forget about him dreaming about Locke off the island. So, you know, there's more there, and I'd be upset, but like, unlike you, it wouldn't ruin the show for me, but I would really like to have...
Well, I like I said, I would not be shocked if we're done with Walt.
Okay.
Because obviously Michael's not coming back.
No.
He's dead.
Yeah, I mean. He's dead. But, you know, who knows? Who really knows? If Jack's plan works, it's all thrown up in the air. Who knows what could happen, right?
I agree.
All right. So, ready for your number two?
My number two. Why doesn't Richard age? What's the deal with Richard? What is his deal? Was he on the Black Rock? We need to know. I need to know this. Is he Jacob?
Okay. So, what do you just want to know?
What is his story? I want his backstory.
Okay.
I want Richard's backstory.
Okay.
I'll be really upset if we don't get Richard's backstory.
Once.
I think we need his backstory.
Hold on, backstory.
He's become a very important character to the show. At first, he wasn't. He was just kind of a like background character.
Uh huh.
But now you would have to say he's a main character. We want to know his backstory.
Yeah, and
we're running out of time.
Out of all the ones you've talked about so far, I think for sure that Richard Alpert's story is going to be explained. He's become such an integral character, and you're right, he started out like a very small, very just kind of there role, and it's developed into this really great role. And I remember
in fact, he even left to go join Kane, and he was off the show. So I wonder if his character was going to, if they decided to bring him back because his character was...
That popular?
That popular. Well, yeah. Kind of like Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ben was only signed on for 6 episodes and became this huge, huge character.
Yeah, well, they kind of morphed him into being the leader of the others. Right.
Well, they were going to have another character that was going to be the leader of the others.
Yeah.
But Michael Emerson was so popular as Ben that they made him the leader.
Yeah. And it's, I was just going to say, like, back when he was a starring role on Kane, you know, I remember we all worried that, you know, he wasn't going to get as much showtime. But luckily for us, I guess, kind of unluckily for him, Kane didn't got canceled and he was able to go to Lost. And it should be interesting.
You know, he wore eyeliner on Kane, too.
I still remember the Comic-Con video where he's doing the... Let's see what the tweets had to say. But I really do think that question will be answered.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hoping a lot of people think it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of theories out there. We saw the Black Rock on the season final. We assumed it was a Black Rock when Jacob and DWG were, you know, going through their little speech, you know, eating fish, that we thought that was a Black Rock. A lot of people think Richard is going to be on the Black Rock. And they would like to see that. A lot of people want that to be the opening scene for season 6.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Rock running aground or whatever it does, and Richard gets off the boat.
All right, well, let's get into the tweets and see what they had to say. Nana Lovrin said, "Hell yeah, I need to know too."
Exactly.
M Wood 919 said, "Richard not aging equal time loop theory."
Yeah.
Andrew Hook said that'll get answered early in season 6. I'm thinking like episode 4-5-ish is when that'll get answered in my, like 4, 5, 6, 7, those three.
Really?
That's just my guess.
Okay, you're wrong.
JRG 1990 said, "I don't think he's a Black Rocker. I think he's an ancient Egyptian god, a mortal deity." I sided with that until Richard Alpert said that Jacob made him the way he is.
Right.
But I guess Jacob could be an ancient Egyptian deity as well. This is a good question about Richard Alpert. FU_I_do_not_tweet. Why did Richard look different in the episode Man Behind the Curtain? He had long hair and clothes then. It's a good point. It's the only time he was looking different.
That's when everyone assumed he was from the Black Rock because he looked like a pirate.
He did have the pirate get up going on.
So I think that's what they were telling us that episode, that he was from the Black Rock.
But the question is that it's a weird statement because he did look like, you know, he was on a pirate ship, you know, very like...
he went from being a beatnik to the guy at the Gap.
Like a very, you know, very 18th century kind of appearance. But the thing is, that was in the 70s when it was young Ben. But we've gone before that. We've seen before that with Richard Alpert. Clean dress, you know, like he, you know, wearing stuff from the Gap. But, and then, so it just doesn't make, and even in the 70s, around that time of Ben, he's in that same kind of clean cut, modern look. So it's just kind of weird why he would look like that with the long hair.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a continuity type issue or if that's going to be explained as well. And hold on, let me see if. See, Richard found the Fountain of Youth, or the best anti-aging cream in the world.
Well, he should sell it.
You know what it is? It's the eyeliner. It reduces the crow's feet, I think, in your eyes. Yeah, it makes it look younger.
I need to get that then.
Widmore had long hair, too. This is on the actual chat.
He did. Yeah,
it was another one of those bad fake wigs.
I don't think that was fake.
You don't think so?
I think it was real.
All right, so are you ready for my number two?
I'm ready for your number two.
All right. Do-do-do. Questions we want answered.
How do I find us on Ustream?
Look up.
Oh, just search.
Us on Ustream. Number two.
Nothing better than dead air.
Well, you're supposed to be like filling in for me right here. All right. My number two is... The smoke monster answered. I want the definition of what the heck the smoke monster is.
That's your number two?
That's my number two. What's wrong with that being number two?
All right, that's cool.
Why, is that your number two or number one?
No!
Since the beginning, since the first episode, the pilot, there is, you know, the palm trees getting smashed up, the pilot getting taken out and mutilated.
Now, was he taken out and mutilated because he was not the pilot that was supposed to be on the plane?
That's completely my point.
Do you think we'll ever find out?
I'm saying everything about the monster. I want to see, you know, what is going on with that. What's the history? What it is? They said it's not nanobots, which, you know...
Well, that was a huge theory out there. It was nanobots, huge. And they shot that down right away.
But the nanobots, like, perfectly explained it. So, I don't know, there's like, crap, they found it out too soon. But yeah, I want it explained. It's obvious that the smoke monster has been a part of the island for a very long time because we went under the ruins and saw, you know, the old hieroglyphs with, like, a representation of the smoke monster. So, it's, you know, it's there. And, you know, I want to see that explained. I want to see how it can look into your mind and all that kind of stuff and why it picks certain people to kill and certain people not to kill and who it works with and how it works. So that's my number two.
Whose side he's on?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's my number two smoke monster answered. What do you have? You're probably going to say it for because you picked that as your number one.
You know, I want to see that explained. I want
can
see
you...
I'm sorry.
That's so unprofessional.
How do I hit mute?
I don't know. It's your crappy Dell laptop.
You know, it's bad enough I had to listen to you once. Now I got to listen to you again.
Can you... Come on. What's...
Where's the sound?
It's on the front. So that's my number two.
There, I muted him.
Yes.
Everyone cheers. I muted Jay. Yay!
Oh, my God. All right, so... Let's see what...
See, they're cheering. They've never been happier. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
All right, let's see. I'm going to try and go to the beginning of the smoke monster stuff.
Smoke monster is such a lazy character.
All right.
That's what that people are writing.
Going back to the wigs, Donna Warris said, I want more wigs. I really enjoy the wigs.
You know, I have no problem with people wearing wigs. Mm-hmm. I think it should be allowed in society. I see no problem with people wearing...
Not, you don't want it frowned upon?
Why do people look at it and go, that George Washington wearing a wig?
Did George Washington wear a wig?
Yeah, they all wore wigs.
I thought his was like real. I thought he had fake teeth. That was his.
He had fake teeth and he had a wig.
All right.
That's Thomas Jefferson. What a wig wearer.
All right. Let's see.
John Adams wore a wig.
You know, Cliff did editing on that show?
Did he?
Yeah, he just told me that the other day.
I did not know that.
Or he did like music editing or something like that. All right. Let's see. FU, I do not tweet, said, I agree. It's the most...
That's the best Twitter name out there.
I agree. It's the most dominant question of the show. I say an Egyptian god. Nana Leverin said, black smoke equals ghost. If so, all of them or just some. Smokey and Flock equals allies. Spencer _ Ernst said, I think the smoke monster is anti-Jacob. Let the snake in the garden... Like the snake in the Garden of Eden. Let's see, Jay Lynn, 1980, said, they took the pilot as a pre-smack in the face for joining Heroes.
Now, remember, though, he wasn't supposed to be the pilot.
Uh-huh. JRG, 1990, said, I guarantee we'll not get an answer to that until the episode titled The Smoke Monster, the Smokey / Vincent flashback episode. If it was a Vincent flashback episode, it was the last episode of Lost, I would be upset.
I think Vincent, he's not special.
You know,
he's just a dog.
He's just a creepy dog.
Now, I like dogs. Don't get me wrong. I love dogs. But Vincent is just a dog
mm-hmm.
that drags bones out of the jungle.
All right. So, let's see. Let me get your questions set up here on the Twitter.
Well, my number, I got to come up with another one. Because my number one was, we need to find out what the smoke monster is.
Well, keep going.
How is that not number one on your list?
Because mine is far grander than you could ever possibly imagine.
But I came up with another one.
Okay. It better not be my number one now.
Is there a second smoke monster? Because the the old John, the almighty, said it was so beautiful. And people have assumed for a long time that there was another smoke monster. Is there another smoke monster? Is there a good smoke monster on the island? Do we need... It's not like life or death if I need to find that out. But since you took my answer, I'll say, is there another smoke monster?
The white smoky,
The white smoky, yes. Because John saw it.
It was a white light.
I looked into it, it was beautiful. You know, he was probably looking the wrong way. He's like Mr. Magoo.
Or he probably took some of that wacky pace.
I think John
was hallucinating.
John is Mr. Magoo. That's who he is. Have you ever seen the cartoon Mr. Magoo?
Yes.
That's John Locke.
Or the Leslie Nielsen movie.
Right, exactly.
The same name. I, you know, to me, it's not that important.
Well, it's not that important, but
it's not a great number one in my opinion.
My number one was to smoke Munster. Or we need to find out what DWG's real name is.
Okay. All
right. Now, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be Esau.
This one
or ESO.
This one's on the chat. The smoke monster is a slinky. I like what Nan and Liverin just said. I think they're all high. That's the story. Mass trip.
It could be. They all could be on that wacky pace.
The official DDH. Why does the smoke monster come to the sound of the flushing toilet in the basement of the Dharma houses? Remember, that's when Ben summoned him by flushing the underground toilet.
That is true. It was an underground something. I wouldn't have stuck my hand in it. Not with the swine flu out there and everything.
I think West End Girl 29 is a point. What about the numbers, Jack?
Well, No, hold on. Okay. I said after season two, I was done with the numbers. I don't care.
You were done with the numbers like Christmas time.
Yeah, I was. I had used to have a full head of hair.
Uh huh.
And I started thinking about the numbers.
Way back in 1988?
Yes, and start all the way back then. And the hair just went out, just fell out.
And now a brief word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Today's free book of the month is Flash Forward, the book that the new TV show is based on. You can find this on Audible.com, and you can listen to it for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/loss for your free trial. And remember, pick up Flash Forward audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost. All right. So that was a pretty lame number one. I'm sorry, guys.
Smokey is a floater.
Smokey is a floater.
That was the... Where'd it go? I lost it. Jersey to Bronx. Smokey is a floater.
Oh, man. All right. Here is my number one. Hold on. Let me get set up here. Ooh, I spelled my name Jayu.
I like how this is delayed. You're laughing right now, but you're not actually laughing.
All right. Oops. Let me take that R out.
What do we have? 135 people online here?
Yep. All right. You ready?
Yes.
My number one question that I want answered.
The number one question
is, why are our Losties here? Here being the island. Why were they brought there? What is their significance? And how does it play into the overall story? Since the beginning, it's been this whole, you know, who are we? Why are we here kind of thing. What's, you know, why did some people die? Why did some people live? I want a reason for the whole entire point of their existence on the island to be explained.
I think we'll get that.
Hmm?
We'll get that.
That's right, but I want that answered. I mean, I think that needs to be answered. I'm saying if they kind of go into a direction where it's more of the battle between Jacob and Esau, or and they don't really get to why the Losties were ever brought there.
They were brought there to find the loophole, and it was a game.
But I'm saying, why them?
Why them?
Jack? Why Kate? Why, you know, Charlie? Why did Charlie die? You know, like... All the like, kind of the big question.
Because they got on the wrong plane with John Locke, and John Locke was the sap. John Locke was the guy that they brought on that they could use, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And they all became part of the game because of John Locke.
You know, I think that would be kind of lame. That would be lazy writing, which is why I'm glad you're not a writer on the show, because you would let you know. Your own opinion sway the way you probably should go with the story.
John Locke is the key to the game. He's the key to the game. Needed somebody who had a history, a long history of being suckered into.
Zonkos on the chat said they're all connected. That's why Jacob was Kingspire weaving the web. They're all stuck in. But why? Why did he pick these individuals? If he's the big master of puppets, why did he pick these individuals?
You have to get people you can control.
Okay, but it's more than just say people you can control. I want it should be a better explanation.
The people that died were the ones that weren't ever going to be part of the game. They didn't need Boone. They didn't need Shannon. They just used Shannon just long enough to get Saeed all messed up.
Mellow Don, is this like Donna War's twin sister? That's a lot more mellow.
is that possible? Well, anyone that's Not screaming.
Mellow Don says, agree. What is the significance of the Lossies connections? And this is my point. Since the beginning, one of the main themes of the show is these people's lives are interconnected from, you know, years before this event happened.
Right.
Why? What's the answer?
Hurley owns a box company that John Locke works
exactly.
for.
And it all intertwines and it all connects.
Why did Hurley win the lottery in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Which led to, I mean, so I'd like to see some sort of answer to why these people are here.
Why did Jack, how did Jack know to go to Australia to find his dad?
And why do they need this journey, you know? But I know that's kind of a big question, but I think it would be a valid one to have answered.
All right.
M. Wood on Twitter said they're all siblings. Let me see if I can find another one here. Melodon said Australia is the key to the game, not Locke. And
I say it's Locke.
M.
Wood, even a deadlock is the key to the game.
Let's see here. Alex Rossell said, hey, this is lazy tweet casting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Same thing could be asked about the Black Rock and all the others Jacob has led to the island, if we believe Flock. Fake Lock. Oh, man. White, and who cares except Hurley? Hurley is the one pure good person. He must choose to return. Hurley is the key.
What if he turns out not to be pure and good? Hmm. What if he turns out to be evil?
I don't think they'd do that. It just, that would be too dramatic a shift.
It's Lost. They could do it. Would it upset you if Hurley turned out to be evil?
Yeah, that would upset me because it kind of counters what he's been since the beginning.
There has to be one good person. Mm-hmm. Someone who's not selfish.
Dan Kemper makes a good point. Hurley's impure. He killed Ryan Price with the Dharma Vam. That was in self-defense. He was going to kill some. But I guess in the sense he's not pure.
Yeah.
But he was saving his friends. So it's
my
more,
friends!
Yes, it's more pious than Sawyer shooting Friendly, who was unarmed and
inside cracking someone's neck.
Well, that was kind of in defense because they were going to kill him, probably,
yeah.
or something.
Well, yeah, but the reason why did Hurley do it though? Because he was being told he was not useful.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't needed.
Yeah.
So it was kind of selfish reasons. He was saving his friends, but he was also showing, "Hey, you need me. I can drive a VW bus."
You know, it's just thinking about that. That I love that season finale. I think that's my. Did we have favorite season finales? That's my favorite season finale, I think.
That was pretty cool.
That whole episode just had like everything we wanted. It was.
That's when they said we got to go back.
Yes, we got to go back, Kate.
Got to go back.
We
where?
We got to go back.
Where?
So that's what we had. Now let's get into what you guys have.
Right.
So let's open up the Twitter lines. You can reply us at @JandJack. If you're not following us, do so now. JandJack, twitter.com/JandJack, at reply us with your question you want answered. So it's...
LEZ41086 said Rosen Bernard would have been the key if they hadn't retired.
So, do you think so, Jack?
No.
I don't think so either. I never really saw
them as the key. I still think that originally they were going to be the keys, but then they decided to, you know, the writer said, no, we can't go that direction. That theory's been... it's like the nanobot thing.
This one's from Monkey Sita. How did Hugo Reyes get the nickname Hurley, Say You Never Tell? Didn't he say that he, like, threw up or something like that and he got the nickname Hurley?
I don't know if that was a rumor or if that actually happened.
I feel like I've seen
that
somewhere.
I thought I saw it somewhere, but I don't know if it was that or if Jorge was on an interview and said that.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
I feel like that's what happened. But,
anybody...
I think that's what he explained in one of the episodes, but I can't remember for sure. He didn't actually say it. He threw up, but it was implied in the show. This is a good one. Where is it? Dennis Hoxie, I would like some answers on the whispers.
Yeah.
I think that's a great one.
Do you think we'll get them?
Yeah, I think that one can be explained pretty quickly. I think that the whisper is going to be explained quickly without too much.
Maybe Richard or Jacob or DWG will say, somebody will be walking along the hood of the whispers, and what are those whispers?
And then he gives you the answer, and they just keep on walking.
Okay, guys, been bugging me for 5 years. Well, I've been on the island for 5 years. I've been on here for, what, six months? Well, depending on what year it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever time frame. Icebender has a good one. What's really in the temple?
That's a good point.
Yeah, is it the box?
Even Ben has said it's just figurative. It's not real. Yeah.
I think
the box.
That, will we ever find out what's in the temple? Because last year we thought we were going to find out, and they went under.
I think we'll find out what's in the temple, because isn't that weird?
We only have 13 hours of episodes left. There's 18 episodes, but with commercials and everything, there's only going to be about 13 hours of actual
footage. Well, that, if you're thinking movie, that's like the longest movie in the history of the world, so.
Okay, but we, you know how they drag, they got a, they have a lot of...
It's like Dancing with the Wolves.
Look at all the questions they're asking out here.
Uh-huh.
So...
All right. I like Scorpio XX. The Whispers are Lossies talking to themselves in an alternate reality.
I like that. Or people that have died.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going through time.
This one, Boots McClure. The Hurley Bird. I don't think the Hurley Bird's going to be answered. I think it's just an inside joke.
Yeah, I think we've had a couple emails on that. I don't think we're going to find out.
M. Wood, of course, a big one. Adam and Eve, the black and white, and the black and white stones.
I think they have to answer that one.
I know that one will be answered because Carlton Cuse, a year or two ago, in an interview said, you will know that we knew this from the beginning because when you see the explanation for Adam and Eve. That was his statement. They may change their mind, but... Lemon Lily, 74, said, Claire psychic, fraud or not?
I don't know if we'll ever find out. The only way we'll find out is if giving up Aaron did cause all the, because he said don't raise Aaron as your own, don't let another raise Aaron. Mm-hmm. Well, that what he was saying, and said, yeah, oh, you can't do that. Then I'm gonna put you on this plane, which never made sense. I don't think we'll ever find out for sure. We'll find out, but not. Well, I don't think we'll ever see the psychic again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're done with the psychic. We'll find out if everything that happened is bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, another thing I was going to put on there is, are we going to find out if Desmond's vision was true? If we're going to see Claire and Aaron leaving on a helicopter? Or did Charlie die for no reason at all?
I think...
Is Desmond the coward he always has been and let Charlie die for no good reason?
I think Charlie needs to die for a reason. His death needs to be warranted. And I think in order for... Well, has Desmond already proved himself that he is? Because he turned the key. I think once he turned the key, you know, he thought he was going to be blown into oblivion. He faced up, he manned up, and
I agree,
he did what he needed to do.
But unlike you, I like Dominic Monaghan. And so when his character was killed off, it upset me.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he was killed off, we were told,
mm-hmm.
because it was to save Claire.
But I don't think that makes Desmond a coward.
Then his vision was wrong.
Okay, but that doesn't make him a coward.
He sold... Charlie had a bill of goods. It was,
but then his vision could have been based on the timeline they were in. You got to remember that whatever happened, they disrupted.
I think a lot of people. I think they'll agree with me out there. They'll be upset if that doesn't happen. If we don't see Aaron and Claire leaving the island on a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one, Dennis Hoxie. What was Echo's story arc supposed to be? Won't be answered on the show, but I must know.
It went to another character.
Do you think? Like, I know they're going to go into hiding. Maybe we can get that question answered before they go into hiding.
Yeah, which character took over the story? Yeah, because that's what happened. It was took over someone else's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who it wasn't Locke, because Locke was working kind of against Echo.
And one makes a good point. Charlie knocked Desmond out and took his place. So I don't think you can blame that on Desmond. That was Charlie.
Okay, I'll blame the writers. Are people saying they'd be upset? If you don't see Claire...
I wouldn't be upset.
And baby Aaron leaving on a helicopter, would that upset you? Because that's why he thought he had to do it. Because he was told... Because Desmond told him he had to do it. He had to disarm it. He had to be the hero.
Uh-huh.
He had to die in order for this... To save Claire and Aaron, he had to die. That's what he was told by Desmond. Okay. So, of course, he hit him on the head. Because that's what Desmond told him, so he could be a coward.
Mm-hmm.
So we hit him on the head.
All right, well, Rod Rieg X.
M. Wood 919 said, yes, he would be upset.
I don't know. Why didn't Sun flash to the rest in 1974?
Don't know.
I know, and I think that's a good question.
Makes for a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, but I don't know if that one will be answered. I think that's just kind of one of those things that just won't get answered.
Well, it would be answered when we find out why they didn't flash together.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great... We have to find out why they didn't flash together. Is that something we're going to be thinking about for the next 30 years?
Probably. No. I think that's one of those, I don't think that one's going to get answered.
I hope not.
Oh, Xantis says, probably went to Ben's character. Todd on Todd on a tangent said, I think Echo's story went to Saeed. So between those two.
Well, I think Saeed already had his storyline was already written. Maybe Ben, but I don't know. Would Echo have been the leader of the others?
No. Maybe. I mean, it's just his life was cut so short on the show that it's hard to say what would have happened. So,
you think on a show like this, so they would have got him under contract, said, no, you can't leave.
Yeah.
You have to stay.
Well, I think it's just like, really, you want to leave this successful show? Let's see. What is Icebender? What is the origin of the others?
Yeah.
I guess that would be just traced back to like Jacob's tribe or whatever. And if that could be the original Black Rock people.
Will we find out?
Yes, I think that one will be, I think that one will be answered. Do you have one?
Mr. B Music Man. Mm-hmm. What happened to Annie?
Yes. Yes, what happened to Annie?
That's a question. I still say it's Kate's mom. But I still think I don't think we're ever going to find out. It's one of those things.
I think it has to be.
I think it's one of those things that bugs us because we see Annie and she's got the little two puppets and she's or little wooden things and she's playing with Ben, and then the incident. Well, not the incident, but the Ben kills everybody, and we don't see Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a point of showing that she wasn't dead.
Yeah,
we never saw her body or anything like that. And so, what happened to Annie? I agree. I want to know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if we'll ever find out.
Okay.
Unless we find out in a flashback, flash forward, flash.
I think that one was set up so much. It has to be.
Well, Donna Ward says we have to find out where
that was like, you know, the volleyball was set and it needs to be spiked.
That's been 3 years.
So, but they stuff in season one wasn't really brought that up.
They may have forgot about it already. Unless they're listening to this.
They don't forget about it.
Unless they're listening right now, they go, oh, that's right.
I guarantee you they don't forget about it.
We have to go and put Annie back in there.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Other questions? Let's see. Was Hurley actually the first person to record the numbers that starts at all? I think that would be answered.
Yeah.
Because it's if you listen to the little track, it was in, what was that episode? When we went back with, Jin and Rousseau and the little thing. Can someone help me with that name.
I'm sorry, I was reading. I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
The name of what?
The name of the episode where we hear that transmission.
Well, I don't remember the episode names.
It's the one that had the episode on the can. Remember that?
Well, that was the.
Or maybe that was after that.
That's one. Rousseau. We first see Rousseau on the beach.
Yeah, I think it was the episode after that one. Was it Namaste?
We see the French team land, and then the next episode, we hear it.
But anyway, it was said that, and it sounded just like him. This Place is Death is the episode title. And the reason I haven't watched those on DVD a million times, so I don't have those names memorized in my head yet. But yeah, that one, they're saying, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, wake up.
Oh man. I think I'm more saying
maybe that. Annie's in the temple.
Maybe
Annie is Jacob.
I think there's a tragic story there. There's definitely there needs to be more tragedy, I think, in Ben's past.
Well, there has to be something why
his evilness.
He was in love with Annie as mm-hmm. a kid, and then as an adult, he was in love with Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people thought Juliet could be Annie, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
A secret beat says, why was the toy plane so significant?
I think that was kind of explained. It was just his favorite toy, right? Or do you think there's?
I think there's got
to
be
secret beat. Do you think there's more to that?
Why did she have to rob a bank to get the toy plane back?
Well, because he died on account of her, and that she put the attachment.
All right, Kate, you're losing me on that one, Kate.
Well, I can. I mean,
you're gonna kill people over a toy plane.
They didn't kill him. She just shot them.
Okay, that's true. It's not like anyone can die when there's gunfire going around. Nothing wrong with getting shot.
Ryan Ozawa is a great one. Shannon's inhalers. It'd be fun to see if they tossed it in after Comic-Con so he'd found him. Nothing bad would have happened. That's pretty funny. That's true. It's just like one of those little ones. I don't think that one ever. The Gold Bonneville, Mr. B Music Man. I think that one won't get answered. I think it's just one of those random ones.
Well, if they're going to have to answer Annie, they got to answer that one. That was in like 4 or 5 episodes, wasn't it? It was always hitting people. It hit Locke. It hit Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did it run over?
Kate ran into it, I think, when she was getting
Was it Jacob or DWG, one of the drivers?
That'd be kind of cool to see.
If we see, go back and we see, they show it, you know, they can do it real quick. They can show Michael getting, you know, run over, or was Locke got run over, just, and it was Jacob or DWG. Answered just like lickety split like that.
Melodon, we want to know what Christian Shepherd is. Alive, zombie, why is he important? I think he's along the same lines as fake Locke is right now. Yeah.
Donna Warren says, we need to find out if Ben was really a good guy. I think we already found out.
Yes or no?
He's a bad guy. how many people do you have to kill? Where do you go? Okay, I've killed. What's the mark for killing people? Put you not being a good guy.
What do you mean?
Well, he killed innocent people. How many innocent people has he killed?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm saying innocent people. People weren't doing him any no harm. He was, you know, he just.
I don't know.
Like his dad was a bad guy.
Yeah, but was he really a threat to him? That was more just like a vengeance kind of thing.
I had no problem with it.
I mean, that wasn't like his dad was going. I mean, he was an old man. His dad wasn't going to kill him. It was more just like
his dad was a drunken jerk, and he deserved to die.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a.
But he killed all those other. Himself. He killed all those other Dharma people.
Mm-hmm.
Were they doing him any harm?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe they didn't like the sandwiches he made. I don't know.
What was Matthew Abaddon? I think they explained that he worked for Mr. Widmore. I don't think we'll get more than that.
No, we're done with Matthew Abaddon.
They killed him pretty swiftly.
Yes.
You can find out his story on Fringe.
commercials.
Secret Beat said, what if in an alternate reality, Kate's boyfriend is alive? Toy plane then equals significant, maybe?
Ah.
Jellybean said, who would put a toy plane in a safe box? I think that was the Marshall setting her up.
You think so?
Didn't he say like put it there? So it's
now, will we find out there was more to the Marshall and Kate? Now, a lot of people always thought, well, I did, that the Marshall had a relationship with Kate. Mm-hmm. There was something, he had something going on with her. If you go back and watch the older episodes, there was something more than just trying to get the man, you know, or the girl in this case.
Donna War brings up a good one that I didn't even think about. What lies in the shadow of the statue?
Dead Locke. I think when the sun hits, we'll see the statue and Dead Locke will be laying there.
Mm-hmm.
So what lies in this is Dead Locke.
And,
all covered in sand.
Icebender says, who told the others to build the runway? I think that's an easy pin on Jacob one, right?
Yeah.
Jacob says to build a runway.
And Juliet.
I must say that was really cool. How it's just like one of those random things, just, you know, it was whatever.
Well, we see Juliet.
But then it just totally became relevant in the past season.
I thought it was just a joke. I said, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are like, oh, wow, they really were building a runway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just a little like nuances that Lost has that makes it great.
That's how you know they're not making it up as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
What about when we see, Juliet's sister again?
Huh. You know, that's a big one, I think, because they set it up so much in season 3.
She wanted to get back. Juliet wanted to get back in the worst way to see her sister,
and she didn't seem so urgent. Well, I guess because she would be going back into the past. She was stuck in the past,
right? Well, she found Sawyer too. Sawyer, my sister. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's so much the sister, but she was in the 1970s. So she wouldn't be able to go back to her sister anyway. She was stuck.
Plus in the 70s. Well, you know what? But a lot of people think that flashback we saw with Juliet, her sister, and her parents getting divorced, that was a flash forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because the books on the coffee table, I guess, were supposed to be new books.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't older books.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine at this point Lost would make an error like that.
But they do. I mean, they
but
do.
But at this point, at season finale, you're going to make a mistake like that. Unless you're doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Xantis, of course, the contents of the guitar case.
Yes. I think we're going to find that out.
Yeah. They set that one up too much. But it's just, to me, it's just like, I feel like sometimes when there's a question or something they bring up and it hasn't been talked about in a while, I don't think it means that it's not going to be answered. I think that actually makes it more like it's going to be answered, because a lot like, to go back in season 3, when they had Sawyer and Kate building the runway, And then later on in the season finale,
but why was Kate wearing a dress building a runway?
I think you know why.
To make Sawyer work a little faster?
Probably just to put more turmoil between the two.
That needs to be answered.
Probably put more turmoil between the two. Like, that's the official answer, but probably the real answer is to bring more people to watch it, maybe.
I think we need to have answers on that. Andrew Hook has a good one.
Okay.
Where did the food drops come from, and why were they still coming? We never got an answer why the food drop. Mm-hmm. If no one could find the island, where did the food come from? Mm-hmm. Or was it always there? And they just never found it.
No, that would have been like rotten, being out in the rain and all that kind of stuff.
No, it's Dharma food. It's got preservatives in it.
Oh, man.
I think that has to be answered.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll answer it?
Hmm.
Or do you think Ben will just be walking along saying, yeah, I remember when I pressed the button and blah, blah, blah. That's why you get the food drops. Stop bugging me.
There's gonna be one episode where they're just gonna walk through the jungle and just give answer.
It'll be like the Dave episode, and they'll just walk through, like you're saying, they'll walk through the jungle. It'll be Ben. They'll be dragging around Deadlock and stuff like that.
Oh, Les41086. What exactly is in Ann Arbor? Good question.
Well, it's in Michigan. So I think we got that narrowed down.
That answers that one.
Yeah. Don't the Wolverines play there?
Maybe.
Yeah, aren't they going to be on probation or something?
Why would they do? They cheat?
They cheated.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it.
All right, we're going to do one more question here. One more.
One more question? That's it?
Okay, three more questions. Three more for discussion. Bring it, people. Bring it.
Brady Boy, what is Aaron's role?
Hmm. A very good one. Because
we've been told he's important. Now that we've seen the goob in action.
Okay, but have we been told he's important? Like, where have we been told that he's important? Aside from the psychic saying that
it's like the whole Walt thing. We never really saw that he was special. We assumed he was special because everyone said he was special. Now, Aaron, we were told he was special because he couldn't be raised by another. Things would happen if he was raised by another. And look what happened. She was on her way to a Los Angeles and the plane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So is he special, or is he just the goober?
Well, remember when, you know, going back, I think season two, when we were like theorizing about this on the podcast, when it was like he couldn't be raised by another, he had to be raised by Claire,
right?
Because there, you know, and then we also, dark energy,
and then we said, oh, it's on the others.
Well, yeah, but remember when a lot of the theories was that he was like an antichrist or something,
right?
So. Would Aaron be the heir apparent to Esau or Jacob, whoever like the dark side is to that?
Could be.
I mean, that could fit in if, you know, remember the theories were like he was Antichrist.
But if they don't go back to L.A., uh-huh. Aaron is with his grandma.
Well, even if they go back to L.A., I think something will happen where they're back on the island, even if that happens. I don't think they can stay off the island. To me, that'd be really disappointing if that happened, but...
Fitz says, what's in the hatch? I think we need an answer on that one.
Good question. Does anyone answer is Angry Scott.
A crazy bald guy.
No, it was
Desmond. I know it was Desmond, but then he ran off to get to the underwater hatch. And so then that's when the crazy bald guy went down there. I gotta push these numbers.
Monkey Sita, why Tunisia?
Yeah.
I think that can be explained. It's just one of those pockets where it's related to the island, you know, like Australia has like those energies there that Bernard tried to take Rose to get healed. So I think it's along those lines, but maybe there is more to it.
Dennis Hockeys, who are Alana and Bram or Brahm? Who are they? What are they? Black Rock descendant from Dharma? Who are they? Are they important?
Mm-hmm.
What's their role? I think we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that'll be answered. I think right now they're just kind of leaving it mysterious, but I think that one will get answered. Okay, we'll do a couple quick ones. What's the frozen donkey wheel? Go.
Frozen donkey wheel is what was from the Black Rock. It was the wheel from the Black Rock.
Okay, Andrew Hook. Have we found all the hatches? Go.
No, we have not found. We're missing the one hatch that explains all what happens on Lost. I'm telling you, that's what they're going to find a hatch, and they'll just have all the information written on. Oh, we should have found this hatch in the first place.
Spencer Ernst, what is the island? Go.
The island is nothing special. It's the people on the island that are special. It's just a lump of dirt.
Nana Levrin, will we see what destroyed the statue? Go.
Yes.
Okay, the official DDH. What is Lapidus a candidate for?
He's a candidate for nothing. We think he's... At the end, we're kind of thinking he might be a candidate to be special like that. They're just messing with our heads. There's not enough time for them to get another special guy and to drag him around. He might be... No, he's nothing. He's cool. I like Frank.
iHubby, what kind of mics do you use? Are they Neumann TLM-107s? No, they are MXL-990s.
See, you found an answer. There's your answers to Lost.
All right, one more. Is the island sentient? Does it act upon Lost Seas, Jacob, DWG, etc. itself? Like, is it a being, a sentient being?
No, it's just a lump of dirt.
You think it's just a lump of dirt?
I think it's a lump of dirt. What is special on the island is who's ever controlling the island. That's what's special.
What's up with Cindy?
Cindy, oh, well, we know she's another.
Okay. What does Anubis have to do with the island?
I don't know. what's your answer?
What's my answer to...
Yeah. Will we see Cindy the stewardess again?
Yeah, sure.
You think so? We didn't see her last year, did we?
We'll see her when...
What about Cindy and all those kids? What happened to all those kids? Where are they at?
I know.
They got to be in the temple.
We'll see Cindy when they land in LA.
You think Cindy will be in the temple baking cookies? What do you think?
And that's what's in the temple.
She'll be baking cookies and giving the little kids little tiny bottles of alcohol.
White chocolate macadamia nut cookies. Well, actually, I guess she would be packing little bags of peanuts.
Little bags of peanuts.
Would be more appropriate. And then she'll stand of vodka.
She'll stand at the door of the temple as the kids are falling out. She'll go, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That is it. I know there's probably a billion more questions, and I think this podcast proves there are a lot of questions.
How did the Losties know how to shoot guns? We've asked that question from day one.
I know.
Ever since Charlie shot Ethan, spoiler alert, and killed him, we've been asking that question.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I couldn't take a gun and shoot someone in the heart.
I agree. People want movie picks. Ready?
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. That's how it goes, isn't it?
It's Dan Kempner's 18th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
They say it's your birthday. Birthday to you. Say it's your birthday. Okay. M. Wood 919 is asking, what hair products do you use? Oh, Jay. I'm sorry. I thought he was asking both of us.
Redken Rough Clay, Red Clay 20 is the answer. Blow dry, and then it's like a wax, or it's clay. It's clay. All right. So thank you, everybody, for participating in this live tweetcast. It was a blast.
Yeah, we had fun. We're going to do some of these during the season.
During the season. And we'll have some more coming up here in the upcoming dry months without Lost.
Maybe we'll even do a flash forward
tweetcast. It's very possible. Our first flash forward podcast will be up on Friday. Look on our Twitter account at twitter.com/JandJack for the details. It will be put up on there.
We didn't make trending topics, by the way, either.
What Big Brother? Who watches Big Brother anymore?
I don't even have Big Brother.
I have Big Brother on mine.
I have Allison Rocks. Who is Allison? Who's this Allison girl?
I have Boys Like Girls. Let's see. So that is our first Flash Forward podcast. Is going to be up on Friday. This is going to be up on Thursday for anybody that missed any of this. Remember, follow us on twitter.com/JandJack. For details on our new podcast, the Flash Forward Podcast with Jay and Jack. We're also doing a V podcast, which will be up closer to when that's premiered in November.
I really think you guys are going to like V.
Yes. Yes.
If you like BSG, I think you're going to like V.
Yeah, you're a Mr. BSG fanatic now.
I am. I would say that's in my top 10 shows of all time, only into the 6th episode of season 2.
Also, check out ublog.org.
I believe, all important information.
I believe we're getting pictures from, is it Bramble something in Seattle yesterday or something like that? They had a Lost panel there.
Did they?
Yeah.
With who?
Some of the writers on the show. I think Carlton was there.
Really?
And a couple other people, yeah.
And I wasn't invited.
I know.
Yeah. We got
a press release for it.
Did we?
Yeah, from ABC.
That's great.
But we couldn't fly to Seattle in a day, so it didn't really work
out. We got a day ahead of time.
Or Washington, wherever it was.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the heads up there, guys.
Also, we are setting up a fall premiere for a new lineup of shows on newdia.tv. One of those will be a new Jay and Jack show. It'll be
also,
a lot of fun. We already filled a couple of those.
We're looking for talent. Mm-hmm. If you are someone who does news reporting every day, entertainment reporting every day, if you think you could be the new Hot for Words or the new Fred, little squealy kid that goes around, send in your video. We'll look at it and we'll see if we can put it on Newdia. We're looking for the next top model, whatever it is. Seriously, we're looking for people. Send it to, what should they send it? That was a Newdia.
NewdiaTV@gmail.com.
Send your, we're just looking for anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I think what makes you blog work so well is, you know, everybody.
Video bloggers. If you're a video blogger, if you have something interesting to say every day, we're looking for something new every day. That's what we're looking for.
Next new model. I like it. I love how my head is so gigantic. I can cover up your entire.
You do have a big melon. It is kind of scary.
I'm currently trying to post the URL. It's yublog.org for you blog, and newdia.tv for newdia.tv.
Also, we'll have a because people have been asking when the Autism Speaks 30-hour marathon podcast is going to be. It's going to be in March, but we don't have a weekend yet.
Carl Williams on the chat is saying, Jay, you're so hot. I want to have your babies, even though I'm a guy. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm always love hearing that I'm hot. What's the thumbs up?
Hey, that's a compliment. You take a compliment no matter what. Could have said you got an ugly big head, melon boy.
Oh, man. All right. So thank you, everybody, for participating. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. And thanks. I mean, I think this showed that there's so many questions on this show, and there's no way they can answer them all.
No, and that's why we're going to be disappointed. Well, some are going to be disappointed.
Carl Williams said he was joking. Thanks. Hurts my feelings. I'm crying in a corner.
Oh, let me put my thumbs down now. Thumbs down.
Dan Kemper, I love washing. Or is that watching or washing Jack's head?
It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long. Actually, I need a haircut. Jay needs to shave my head.
All right. So give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. Last questions, comments, and our theories.
Yay.
Also, give us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
So that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
You know, the song, the phone number for VN Flash Forward is not going to be as cool as the Lost one. The song. I mean, not the song, but the...
For Flash Forward Podcast?
Flash Forward Podcast.
You haven't heard what I've written yet.
No, the phone number song.
Oh, that's right, huh? Because you have to have a new number.
And the next time we do a Lost podcast that's not a live one, we will premiere the John Locke song.
Woohoo!
So there. That'll be, what, about 2 weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but...
We'll just play the song and we'll go.
Yeah.
Beck Ann says, I have a crush on Jay, so thank you. So I feel bad for Jack. Nobody has a crush on
Jack. Actually, his big head would crush you. That is the problem.
All right. Well, enjoy Melrose Place. That does premiere tonight.
Really? Why are they bringing that show back?
I don't know.
I hear Heather Locklear's coming back.
Ashley Simpson Wentz needs a job.
Wow, you're hating.
Oh, man. All right. So we'll see you guys. Oh, sorry. JayandJack.com. Twitter.com/JayandJack.
For all important information.
Related to the show. And also ublog.org, yublog.org, and newdia.tv, newdia.tv. All right. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. We'll see you in 2 weeks for a new Lost podcast. And maybe we'll throw in a special secret live Married Man podcast if we can ever get one.
We're trying. Work on Kevin Smith. Work on Kevin Smith.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.